I'm Pastor Joseph Gilman. Welcome to Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast. Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast is a ministry of Whitfield Pentecostal Fellowship Church for the purpose of the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our aim is to preach good tidings to the meek, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. Also, you can hear our broadcast at your convenience at whitfieldpfc.org, our website. We'll be telling you more at the end of the broadcast how you can receive or find copies of this message. I hope you enjoy today's broadcast. May God bless you.
But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, ye are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye live through the Spirit, do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many, my text this morning, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Hallelujah. If you didn't have a whole lot of Bible, but Romans chapter 8 through 1 through the 14th verse, you could pretty much summarize what the whole plan of God is. And the plan of God has always been, amen, as it was signified in the Old Testament, amen, when they stretched forth those fleshly tents made of goatskin, amen, they set those tents up, amen, and God's tabernacle was placed in the middle of that tent. What does that mean, Brother Joe? The Spirit of God dwelling, amen, in fleshly bodies. Amen. Come on, Jesus ain't walking around down here in His own body. Amen. But in His body, the church, amen, He is still in the earth. Amen. So God, amen, listen, God has to be the author of these things. It can't be, religion is not enough. Amen. If the religion would have been enough, the Pharisees would have sufficed. If wisdom of men would have been enough, the ancient Greeks would have had the utopic kingdom of the world. Amen. But it didn't happen. Amen. The Word of God even declares after that through wisdom. Amen. If after that through wisdom, the world by wisdom knew not God. Amen. The Word of God then goes on and declares that God is chosen by foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Amen. What is that saying, Brother Joe? It's going to take more than a head knowledge, more than something that you can just put in your head. You see, the Word of God's not just meant to be put in the head. Amen. It's meant to be put in the Spirit. Come on with Brother Joe. Now listen, I can tell you, you can read that Word of God, but it takes something else to put that in your spirit. Amen. God has to be at work. Hello? Amen. If man only receives the Word of God to his mind most of the time, amen, he will simply turn out to be an argumentative, amen, disobedient creature, amen, that likes to argue the Word of God but never arrives at obeying the Word of God. Amen. And the Word of God says, amen, not everyone that saith, Lord, Lord, but he that doeth the will of the Father, amen, is the one that's going to enter in. Amen. So in this passage, amen, there is therefore declaring, amen, the God complete and wonderful the salvation of God is. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ. Amen. What does that mean, Brother Joe? Something is bringing condemnation to me. Amen. I'm telling you, I need to get rid of it. Amen. Now listen, Brother Joe, does that mean after you get saved, you never get under conviction? That ain't what that means at all. Amen. That means if after you get saved and you do something and you get in your spirit that is wrong, amen, the only way that you're going to get, amen, rid of that condemnation is to get to Christ and get it settled. Amen. Come on. Just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Amen. If I'm willing to say, Lord, I've done wrong. Amen. I've sinned against you. Amen. I'm telling you that prodigal son, amen, he went down, 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 down until until he come to a place. Amen. And I'm telling you, we got a lot of prodigals need to figure out where they are. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Hey, come to that place where he realized just what kind of shape that he was in. Amen. He's fixing to eat the husk that the hogs wouldn't even eat. Amen. I heard Brother Clendenin say many years ago, amen, he's turned to that world, amen, for his substance rather than back to that Father. Amen. I'm telling you, that world will say, yeah, we'll take care of you, but you're going to have to feed our hogs. Amen. You're going to have to do what you should never do. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. We've seen a lot of church, amen, systems in this world, amen, feeding the hogs today. Amen. They're doing what the world says they got to do. Amen. But I'm telling you, they ain't gods. Amen. That prodigal, he's prodigal. Amen. God's looking for him to come back. Amen. But if he don't come back, amen, he's never going to have the reward of the Father. He's never going to be the recipient of the grace of God. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. Tell them folks, amen, if you stray from God's grace, amen, go down that road to that worldly system, amen. If you don't turn around, amen, and go back, there ain't going to be, amen, no well done at the end of the way. Amen. Come on, no matter how many men say, amen, you are, they once saved, always saved. It don't make a hill of beans. Listen, amen. That prodigal said, amen, even the hired servants in my Father's house, amen, has got it better than I got it. Amen. They got more than what I got. Amen. I'm telling you, amen, he humbled himself down and said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Amen. He's had a conversion. You hear me? I said he had a conversion. Amen. He said, I'm going to go back to my Father's house. I'm going to go back where it all started to go wrong. Hello? Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. I can tell you folks to go back to where it started to go wrong. They could get it right. Amen. I said they could get it right. Hey, I'm going to go back to my Father's house. How'd you get down here on the prodigal? I don't know. Amen. But we there. Amen. Listen. Amen. I'm going to tell him I ain't worthy to be called your son anymore. Amen. Just make me as one of your hired servants. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. I want to tell you, in true repentance, there's such a thing as humility. Amen. There is no repentance apart from humility. Amen. Man, I believe it was the great Andrew Murray, amen, that said in his book, Humility, he said that in that garden, man, amen, lost that humility, amen, and the pride of that devil took the place of that humility. Jesus came, amen, and set forth the system to return that humility once again, amen, to mankind, that he may humble himself down. Amen. I can tell you, if you'll humble yourself down, I heard the Word of God say, in due season, He will lift you up. Amen. Glory to God. I'm telling you, I want God to be the lifter up of my head. Amen. I want God to be the leader of my life. I want God to direct my path and lead me in His Spirit. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. I'm about to feel like preaching. Listen. Amen. There's no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Amen. Then he defines that who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Amen. Listen, why would you throw away the definition of the first part? Amen. What God's saying to God. Listen, I want to tell you, people who do that live dangerously. Amen. I wouldn't want to be in their shoes. Amen. Brother Joe still believes that what God said in the book of Revelation, amen, concerns the whole of the Word of God. Amen. Come on. It's all God's Word. Hello. Amen. If you take out of that book, God said He'll take out your part in the Lamb's Book of Life. That's a frightening thought to Brother Joe. Amen. If you add to that book, amen, God will add to you the plagues that are in that book. Amen. Both equally are frightening statements. Amen. I want to take God's Word as it is. Amen. Amen. Hey, John, eat the whole book. Amen. It might be sweeter, amen, and bitter that belly, but it'll be all right. Amen. Glory to God. I hear Paul say, now no chastening for the moment. Seem it pleasant. Amen. I never had a pleasant whipping in my life. Amen. But he said, if we'll allow it to work, it'll work in us the peaceable fruit of righteousness. Tell me, there doesn't need, amen, to be some chastening in this hour. Amen. I believe it's on the way. Amen. I said, I believe it's on the way. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. The people that ought to woke up first. Amen. After a long time before 9/11. But 9/11 should have been a wake-up call. There's been a lot of wake-up calls. Amen. But listen. Amen. The people that should have woke up first was the church. Amen. Let it first begin at us. That's what your Bible said. Hello? Amen. Let us first. Amen. You want that world to have a amen revival? Let the church have a revival. Come on. Amen. Listen, revival is not sinners getting saved. Revival is the is the saints getting right. Amen. Which produces a revival of sinners down the road. Amen. Don't get the cart ahead of the horse. Amen. You got to get things right. When Israel got right with God, every time we have time after time after time in the Word of God. Amen. When Israel refused to be led by God, she wandered astray. Amen. When she wandered astray, she become weak. And like Samson said, I shall be as any other man. Come on. And every other nation, dominated her. Amen. But when she decided, I'm going back to, amen, and I'm going back to get on the foundation that is right. I'm going to get back in line with God. Amen. Nobody can do anything with her. Amen. She is undefeatable. Come on. Amen. I want to tell you something. He's that root out of dry ground. You hear me? I want to tell you the church that obeys Him. Amen. She can't be stopped. Come on with me this morning. I said it can't be stopped. Amen. Until God gets ready. And when He gets ready, He's going to snatch her out of this world. Ooh. That means that church ain't going to have no persecution. Never said that. You read this Bible. Amen. If you don't hardly read about anybody in that Bible that didn't suffer persecution of some sort. Come on. You can't get around it. Amen. But we got a whole church world that thinks that we ought not to never suffer, but Jesus and the disciples and all the rest of them should. Amen. Brother Ravenhill, amen, said these words. He said, today's prophets are heralded. Amen. The Word of God, he said, the Bible prophets of old were hounded. Amen. A lot of difference between heralded and hounded, is there not? Amen. Does that? Oh, listen, if you obey God, everybody loves you. You better back up again. If you obey God, amen, there will be people that will love you. Amen. But Brother Joe don't think they're going to be near as many as a lot of people are saying. Amen. But there will be people also by multitudes that will despise you. Amen. Why? Because you're messing up their party. Amen. You're messing up their plans. Amen. Jeremiah was a weeping prophet. Amen. He's broken. Amen. Why is he broken? He sees what's going on. Amen. His nation is collapsing. Amen. His people are being set. Amen. But what he's going to have to write about in the end of Jeremiah. Amen. And the lamentations thereof. Amen. And the horror that is coming to that nation. Amen. I'm telling you. Amen. There's horror that is coming. Amen. Hear me. It's coming. It's coming to this nation at a rapid pace. Why, Brother Joe? Amen. Because the America that knew God now despises Him for the most part. My daughter was telling, amen, making mention Wednesday night. Amen. They asked, it was last Sunday, I think it was Pentecost Sunday. Amen. So they put it on, I think, WPMI or something on their Facebook. And all kinds of people come on there and say, why? We got rid of that archaic stuff years ago. Why are y'all asking questions about that junk? Amen. My. Come on. Years ago, you would have not ever seen anything like that. Amen. Especially in what is called the Bible Belt. Amen. But I'm afraid the Bible Belt, amen, has slipped tremendously. Amen. Come on. Brother Joe, God bless America. Amen. I want to tell you, America's going to have to do some things before God can bless her. Amen. God will not bless a nation that propagates the killing of the unborn in the womb. God will not bless a nation that celebrates, absolute hedonism and absolute sin against God. Come on with me. I said it will not. Amen. Brother Harvey, it's hard to be a veteran, ain't it? Amen. When the veterans' hospitals this whole month is going to fly, amen, the rainbow flag. Amen. I think we ought to get a rainbow flag with Noah's Ark on it and stick it up there in its place. Now I can handle the rainbow flag. Hello? Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. But come on. Somebody's celebrating what God says is an abomination. Amen. Come on with me this morning. Amen. Amen. A vast portion of the church sits around in fear, wrings their hand, pulls their hair out. Amen. Come on. That ain't what God's given the church. He has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Listen, well, you might offend someone. I want to tell you something. If someone's offended by the Word of God, I don't mean be hateful. Amen. Come on. I think being hateful is you're already out of the Christian character if you're hateful. Amen. If you hate sinners, come on. I said if you hate sinners, then you're already separated yourself from God and God's Word. Hating sin is one thing. Hating sinners is another. God has put us here for them people who are trying to destroy their own self. And believe you me, they are doing a real good job of that. Satan is having himself a field day. They wasn't happy to just let adults do it. Now they want to bring it down and where kids, children 4 and 5, 3 and 4 and 5 years of age. Amen. Come on. I can tell you the devil ain't satisfied till he's burning everything, every kindling he can get. Amen. Somebody needs to stand up and say, "Thus saith the Lord." Come on. Amen. It's always been true. Amen. It's self-affirmed by the Word of God. The most established, amen, the most solid foundation that has ever been. Amen. How come you think the Word of God is that, Brother Job? Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my Word shall abide forever, God said. It was here. Listen, the Word was here before man was. Amen. And before this world is it spoken into existence. And it will be here after this world has been destroyed by fire. Amen. And a new heaven and a new earth have been instituted. That same Word of God is going to still be. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. For the law, listen, I want to say, for the law of the Spirit of life. Thank God for the Spirit of life. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me. Didn't say will make me free. Did it, Brother Tony? It says hath made me free. Brother Joe loves that old King James Bible. A lot of people hate it because they can't get around it. They don't want it. Amen. They're trying to find them a loophole. Amen. That lawyer, Jesus picked all them lawyers he run into. Amen. That one lawyer got to be a smart aleck and he said, "Who's my neighbor?" Jesus told a parable about the Good Samaritan. Amen. About the man who went down Jericho and on the way down he fell in amongst thieves. Hello? And along comes by two religious characters, and they both, amen, are about worth 10 cents worth of nothing. They what Job called positions of no value. Amen. Along comes an old person that don't claim to be anything at all. Amen. Picks up that man. Amen. Binds his wounds up, carries him down to an inn. Amen. Pays for him to stay there and said, "When I come back, if anything's like it, I'll take care of that too." Amen. And then Jesus said, "Who was his neighbor?" Hello. Amen. It's whosoever that you find. Amen. In that state of need. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. God knows how to deal with the lawyers. Amen. The lawyers asked Jesus another trick question. Amen. And he started out by, amen, trying at one point to, amen, if a man's got 7, amen, a man, and you know, he marries him a wife, and amen, here he goes and dies. You know, there's right on down the line, and this woman we marries, come on, whose husband's that going to be? He said, in heaven, they see their marriage or given in marriage. Amen. And then he walks away and he tells his disciples, amen, before they asked, they had no sin as such because they was innocent. Now they have no cloak for their sin. The truth has been given unto them. Amen. At times of ignorance, God winked at, but now He commandeth all men everywhere to come unto repentance. Amen. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. That's what, amen, glory to God, after what He's done, He has set me free, hath made me free from the law of sin and death. I remember many years ago, amen, we up at Fidelis School at that auditorium, amen, and there's old Brother Aaron Wells, amen, and he's preaching a message entitled, "I'm Living Under a New Law." Amen. Side straddle hops all the way across the front and back. Amen. Amen. What law are you living under, Brother Wells? I'm living under the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. That has made me free from the law of sin and death. Amen. It's the only one that works. I said it's the only one that works. Amen. There's not a government. There's not a religious man or a religious organization. Amen. There's no one with the power to set man free outside of Jesus Christ. Come on with Brother Joe. He, amen, has made me free. For the Son has made me free indeed. Amen to God. Amen. For then the law of life in Christ Jesus, amen, had made me free from the law of sin and death. But what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh. Amen. Come on. That flesh, we're living in the most fleshly realm of a church world that has ever been. That's why God's dealt with me about led by the Spirit. Amen. Some are led by, amen, fleshly tendencies, and those range in a wide range of order. Amen. We got some folks, amen, who want to, amen, who want to live a life of shambles. Amen. They want to live their whole life in a pair of shorts and flip-flops. So they go to church that way. Amen. And their doctrine looks about like their flip-flops and their shorts, Brother Tony. Hello? Come on, Brother Joe. And their life looks a whole lot like that, too. What do you mean? Rip-shod, half-hearted, halfway. Amen. You think God going to drag that business into heaven? Brother Joe don't either. Come on. Does that mean, Brother Joe, you may think people have to have, amen, good clothes? No, that ain't what I mean at all. I think people ought to have to show respect toward God. I think they have to show respect toward the Word of God. Amen. Come on. If I love God, if God has changed me, you reckon God has changed me to different from what the Word of God said God was going to change me? No, if I've changed different from what the Word of God is, it ain't been God's changing. It's been something else changing me. Come on. Amen. People, listen. So people are being led by their own fleshly carnal desires. Does that just now start to happen? Brother Joe, nothing happened in a long time. Paul writes to the church at Corinth and says, "Oh, you Corinthians, our mouth is open unto you." Come on. You are not straightened. The word straightened means narrowed, constricted. You're not straightened in us. But you are straightened in your own bowels, in your own desires. And then the Apostle Paul says, O Corinthians, be ye enlarged. What does he mean by that? Get rid, amen, of those fleshly desires. That's going to take something he mentioned in Galatians chapter 6 and verse 14. For I, amen, for listen, for I know what he said. Well, if I live, listen, if I'm going to boast, I'm going to boast in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, whereby the world is crucified unto me, and I am crucified to the world. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. Now, most of the church couldn't say that it's crucified to the world because it's very difficult to tell the difference. I want to tell you, the Lord ain't going to have to come down here and hunt His crew. You got any Bible for that? I sure do. Amen. I ain't getting out of that book. Amen. Listen. Now the Lord, listen, now listen. Paul writing, God writing by through a man named Peter said, now they said, nevertheless, they said, amen, the kingdom of God standeth sure. And having this seal, amen, the Lord knoweth them that are His, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Woo! What's iniquity, Brother Joe? Anything that is carnal, fleshly, or outside of God's will and plan. It's iniquity. Amen. He ain't going to drag no iniquitous church. Amen. Come on. I heard the old black preacher from Atlanta say, amen, if they won't hear your message, preacher, amen, just take off your sandals and beat them together and shake the dirt off. Amen. And he said, God will dispatch an angel from glory and he'll come down and sweep it up. Amen. As evidence against them. Amen. Come on, Brother Joe. Oh, what's he appointed? Amen. He's talking about the folks who are the bridegroom's friend. Amen. Paul said, I've espoused you to one husband. I've espoused you to be a holy, righteous bride. Amen. For a holy, righteous bridegroom. Hey, glory. I'm about to feel like having a spell. Amen. Glory to God. I'm telling you this morning, He's coming back after a righteous church. He's coming back after a church that is zealous of good works. Amen. She is hunting. Lord, what would you have me to do? I would to God, amen, that I had had a amen a week with 48 hour days because there's so much to do. There's more to do than we can. Then I often tell God walking down when I'm praying in my prayer, Lord, there's much to do and so little time to do it in. There's multitudes of things that need to be done. There's multitudes. Amen. Many times God speaks these words to me when I'm, amen, praying. Multitudes in the valley of decision. And the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. Amen. For the last couple of years, I've asked the Lord, would you lead me with those people that are ready to have some help? Why, Brother Joe? Because we don't have time to play with all the folks that don't. I heard Brother Clinton say before he left this world, I ain't got time to mess with any old thing that ain't going to make up their mind to do anything for God. I ain't got time for that. Listen, what did Jesus tell Judas? He knew it was time. What you do, you're going to have to do quickly. It's the imperative. The time is imperative. Amen. Take a look at our world. Take a look at our nation. Take a look at it. It ain't just, listen, here, Brother Joe, it ain't just the United States of America. Everywhere you look throughout the whole of the world, the same pandemonium, the same things are going on. That says there is one evil spirit that is running every last bit of it. Come on. Listen, that is two great factors in the end time. Amen. And that we find in the Word of God. Amen. And that wickedness, amen, that's going to abound in the last day. And then there is going to be what? There's going to be that outpouring of God's Spirit. Now, I hear that outpouring preached so, I believe, out of the book wrong. Amen. What do you mean that, Brother Joe? They preach it like it's going to be a huge majority, just a whole overwhelm. Somebody better read that book again. Nowhere in history has there been a majority. Come on with Brother Joe. Do you realize, Brother Joe, I'm going to state a little historical facts. You know, these have been suppressed for years. Do you realize it was a minority of people in this country that started the Revolutionary War and fought that war? They were more people that were against it than there was for it. That if we'd allowed the majority to rule, we'd have never been the United States of America. Oh, really, Brother Joe? Yes, that's the truth. Some, thank God. Thank God, amen, for the remnant. Thank God for them people that said we'd rather have live free than we'd rather die than live in bondage. Amen. Thank God. Listen, amen. You go back generation after generation. Amen. I realize it's been dwindling off. Amen. But I'll tell you something else. It has never been the majority. And God's people, listen, I'm not talking about the religious crowd. I'm talking about the people that had a born-again experience with God. They said, I'm listening back to President Reagan. He said, I'm God, but I don't know nothing about a born-again experience, born-again business. I said, well, you don't know nothing about being saved then. Hey, Nicodemus, you must be born again. That's in the book. I'm not outside the book. I'm not talking about just the Pentecostal doctrine. I'm talking about God's Word. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, amen, but we so many, amen, if you look in those eras, amen, who was it, Brother Joe, that really carried on the Word of God? It was what they called the church cross tracks.
We hope that you've enjoyed today's message. If you would like a copy of today's message, you can reach us at pastor@whitfieldpfc.org. That's pastor@whitfieldpfc.org. We'd be glad to tell you how that you can receive copies of the message, the original message. Please let us know by the broadcast date. We hope that we have touched your heart with the gospel, and may God bless you, is our prayer.